the podcast. Every student's goal is to make good grades, that's for sure. The means to achieve the desired end, however, is not an easy one. You have to make the sacrifices required. And therefore, managing your study life as a student is as important as studying itself. This is part 3 of Coping with Life as a Student. I am your host, Alex Bliss, and welcome to the program. In this segment, we're going to look at how to manage your studies as a student, which is a vital element of success, because at the end of the day, all you want is to shine. Now, how exactly do you achieve this? Number 1, get organized. Getting organized involves a couple of things. One of it is time management. Having a proper working schedule, study discipline, study methodology, and a good structure. Good organization is key to giving you control over your studies and in being prepared for the tasks and assignments and exams. It is also critical in helping you keep up with deadlines, making you feel confident about your studies. In the previous segment, we talked about anxiety and panic attacks, and as you most likely have experienced, continuous assessment tests and end of semester exams come with a fair share of anxiety and panic attacks, sometimes even with prior planning and general preparation. This is a normal experience. However, with proper preparation and organization, the general performance is good and satisfying. You can revisit the previous podcast in this series to remind yourself how to cope with anxiety and panic attacks. Secondly, the study approach you use is another important element in the study process. You will notice that your study approach, how you manage your time and general organization are inextricably intertwined and that they all contribute to your performance. All of these factors are variables that will affect your study experience, and having them in check gives you an edge in your work. The next thing you want to do is to manage your time. Time management will save you a lot of trouble because you'll not be found unprepared when time for assessment comes. One of the major causes of anxiety and panic attacks among students is the last-minute rush crisis. Small incremental milestones are what amount to big milestones, and making them right from the beginning of your school term or semester keeps you in readiness for anything. This means that you start doing your reviews on the first day of your class. To develop a retentive memory, review your work the same day you are taught, and then follow it up with more reviews in the long run. These will help you store the information you get into your long-term memory. Studies show that you could lose as much as 80% of what you learn in class within 24 hours if there is no review done. The next thing you want to do is to maximize your hours of high functionality. When do you feel most refreshed and eager to learn? If you are a morning person, rise up early and grab your notes. This is the time to take in as much information as possible. If night works best for you, optimize that time by doing your reviews. During this time, you are also able to know what your areas of study to give priority based on complexity and volume of the work covered in each area. And as a matter of necessity, find yourself a pastime activity. Take care of yourself by joining sports, drama, music, or other societies within your institution. Alternatively, you can also have alone moments with yourself or whatever brings you calmness and peace of mind. When time for exam comes, familiarize yourself with all the areas to be tested. Get as many resources as you can from the library to check what has been tested in the past. This will give you more confidence and will help you to cope better. Organize your revision notes well and make yourself a workable revision timetable. And don't forget to have the syllabus for your reference. That brings us to the end of this segment, and I hope that it helps you cope better with your study life. and I hope that it helps you cope better with your study life. It has been a joy hosting you. For queries or comments on the three-part series we just completed, drop me a message or write me via the email address provided on my profile bio. Until next time, bye!
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.